Mix FM, the Mix Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospital. It's Matt here with you. We have Dr. Sia Chong Yao, consultant orthopedic surgeon from Pantai Hospital Klang, to talk to us about back pain. Dr. Sia, can you tell me a little bit more about back pain?
There are a lot of causes for back pain. I mean, the most common is usually is due to slip disc. So we call it a disc herniation. This style of case contribute about 80% of cases, you know. There are, of course, other causes like degenerated disc disease, spinal stenosis, lumbar spondylosis, spondylolisthesis, osteoporosis, or sometimes can be a metastatic cancer, or commonly like a spine infection or other inflammatory arthritis as well.
That actually leads me to my next question. I would like to know, what are the signs and symptoms of back pain? But hold on to that thought. We will get to that with Dr. Sia right after this one by Maroon 5 and SZA, What Lovers Do on Mix. Mix FM, Malaysia's best music mix right here on The Mix Blitz. 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospital. With Dr. Sia Chong Yao here, consultant orthopedic surgeon from Pantai Hospital Klang. Dr. Sia, what are the signs and symptoms of back pain?
Back pain is a very broad spectrum. So it can range from dull ache to a shooting or stabbing pain. This type of pain usually aggravated by certain movement. Sometimes can aggravate by prolonged sitting and standing. Also by sneezing or coughing. Other common symptoms include sciatica, which are radiating pain to the buttock and the back of the leg, down below the knee or even to the foot. Those with spinal stenosis, they will experience a symptom called neurogenic claudication, which are painful sensations shooting down to the legs with the continued walking, and usually it diminish with resting. And in serious cases, they may experience paresthesia, which are pins and needles sensation in their legs. And in late cases, they may even present as a paralysis.
Thank you so much, doctor. I've got another question for you, but first, I'm going to play some music. Here's Pink with Just Like Fire on Mix. Mix FM, The Mix Blitz, 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospital. And with Dr. Sia Chong Yao, consultant orthopedic surgeon from Pantai Hospital Klang. Dr. Sia, what can be done to prevent back pain?
A lot of things you can do, but I think the simplest things you can do is, of course, weight control. So try not to be overweight. And of course, we are advised to do regular exercises. And those smoker advised to stop smoking. And always maintain a good posture. And try to reduce your emotional stresses. And those who are working in the office work, ergonomically, design furniture, tools, and workstations are important. And sleeping posture are also essential. And always sleep on the side with the knee bends and cradling a pillow, or the back with a pillow under the bent knees. For those who are involved in a heavy labor, proper lifting techniques is very important to protect their spines. You always hold your weight close to the body and not to twist while lifting the heavy weights.
Dr. Sia, thank you very, very much. Now, don't forget, Doctor on Call happens every Thursday at 3 p.m. right here on The Mix Blitz. In 5 minutes, Rob Thomas with Lonely No More is coming up for you on Mix.